to Back Row with me, Susan Harrison. On today's show, I interview Jesus Christ. But first of all, Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild review Easter eggs. Yep, Easter. Yeah, I know it happened a bit of a while ago, but, you know, I'm a pagan, so I wasn't quite clear about when the dates were.
Hello, it's Hayley Danks here.
And Ruth Goodchild as well, hello.
And excitingly, today we're sort of reviewing Easter eggs.
Yeah, well, you say excitingly. No. I'm a bit disappointed by the whole thing. So I have to do this for my paper. They've asked me to review. I think it's beneath me, personally.
No.
But we've got you here. I thought I'd get you in because it's more sort of your thing, you know, lots of bright colours, shiny things.
Yeah,
you'd take to it more.
Oh, no, I really appreciate that. And actually, like, I think for me, chocolate is a really sensual thing.
Right.
I don't think that's ever been said before, but I feel that chocolate represents sort of so much in one's life and to do with one's sexuality that, you know, it's perfect for me.
I think that's
as a feminist, chocolate's really important.
Sure. Do you think that's what they're going for with these children's Easter eggs, the sort of central side of things?
Yeah, I think, like, this is one
of the... If not, they're missing an opportunity.
That's right. I mean, this is one of the untalked about taboos of Easter.
Yes.
And if you look at this Freddo egg in particular, Cadbury's Freddo, there are various different faces on the outside. Mm. You can see that Freddo is depicted in several ways. He's smiling, grimacing.
Ooh, interesting. Mm. So sort of saying you could go from grimacing to smiling.
Mm. Within.
If you partake of this egg.
Well, exactly.
Interesting.
And obviously, if you extend that metaphor sexually, you can go from smiling to grimacing in a heartbeat.
Or back.
And back again. Within one sexual experience.
I think that's definitely what Freddo was going for with that.
No. For me, chocolate is a very sentimental thing. I associate it with my childhood when I would hoard it in my room.
Yes.
But for you, normally you don't eat sugar, am I correct?
That's correct. I barely eat anything.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, to eat anything, I think it's been done. People do it literally 3 times a day.
Sometimes
and
more.
It's even in the name. Square meals. It's square.
Square.
It's been done. You know. Okay. How is that one you're eating there?
Yeah, sort of a bit
chocolatey.
No, I mean it's more than chocolatey. It's do you know what? I think the sort of higher end, top quality chocolate is actually a little bit bourgeois.
Interesting. So the only chocolate I really enjoy is sort of out-of-date, powdery Christmas chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think no one else wants that. So I gravitate towards it. I sort of think, well, no one else wants it. So, well, my hand's up. I'll have it.
Well, that's why I like coming over to your house. Because, of course, you know, there is always a spare bowl of chocolate baubles from the previous Christmas, if not the Christmas before.
Exactly. And who knows when they were first packaged. Mm. Maybe several years before that. So it's all sort of white, powdery. Looks like dog chocolate.
Mm.
You know, that sort of thing. It's not what people are expecting. Mm. People are expecting, fresh, I've just bought it today, kind of chocolate, rather like this. And I've subverted that.
It's edgy.
It's edgy. It's barely edible. Mm. You know,
much like your Easter experience.
It's true.
Edgy.
Really edgy.
Eggsy.
Eggsy.
Easter's a funny old thing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I mean,
it's sort of like Christmas light, isn't it?
Diet Christmas.
Diet Christmas.
Ironically, she says, swapping her face. Yeah. For me, I spent my Easter, as you know, I spent it with the familiar, with the family. And
oh, dear.
It was god-awful, very tedious Easter egg hunt.
Were there children involved?
There were many children.
It was swarming everywhere,
yes,
I imagine.
Yes. Loudness was in abundance.
Dear.
There was my sister and her family, of course, because, you know, Mum and Dad went, and so I had to go.
Right.
It was just, I just think, like, it's all well and good catering to the children, but I sort of take over somewhat in these situations
exactly.
And we don't get a let in. And by the end, I hadn't had a single egg.
for goodness sake. I remember I went to the Science Museum recently.
Oh, no, did you?
Yes, I know. And you were just meant to allow children onto all of the rides and everything first.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So, it was sort of just expected that I would step aside, even if I've been waiting to go on the launch pad. I was just
I love
the launch pad, and I was just meant to let this little seven-year-old ahead of me. Well, no.
No.
Learn to queue. This is Britain, for goodness sake. Get behind me.
Or
you know?
How will one ever grow up?
Exactly. This is real life.
Yeah. It's you that deserves to put your hand on that thing that makes your hair
exactly.
go on edge.
Exactly.
Billy, 8-year-old Billy, can do it every term when they go on the god-awful school trip. You don't get to do that
no,
every
I
term.
No, I don't get to do that
every
term.
You don't term. Have terms.
I don't have terms. I work several hours a day, 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard, hard life.
No, but it is hard. No, but it is hard. I don't, you know, being freelance is not...
It's not easy.
It is not an easy ride.
No.
I mean, I work half an hour a week. And that, I mean... Oof. Well, yes, because, you know, the rest of the time I'm constantly on edge, waiting for stimuli.
Exactly. Mm. In fact... 24 hours a day is you're working. You're working. You're just, you're imbibing culture.
Exactly no. what I was going to say. I've always been an imbiber of culture.
So back
today
to
I'm an imbiber of eggs.
Eggs, yeah, exactly. Back to this Easter egg hunt.
So, I mean, you know, it was just tedious. And then we went around the River Wandle.
Right.
I don't think you'll be aware of it because
no,
it is
I'm
in
not.
South London.
Oh, no. Mm. I don't venture there.
Well, quite.
No.
I did not expect to. I mean, I've been to Dulwich, of course.
Of course, the picture gallery.
And it's the up-and-coming thing. But, you know, and I've been to Peckham, ironically. But as far as the River Wandle's concerned, I didn't know it existed. There it was. It was actually quite pleasant.
Really? Just sort of watery, I imagine.
Just sort of watery.
One end to the other, sort of flowing. Okay, well, it's doing its
job. You may have seen it.
It's doing its job.
Yeah, it's doing what it's, you know. It does what it says on the tin.
Exactly. I mean, as soon as you said river, that's what I guessed. So, I mean, I suppose, you know, if it's trying to be a river, it's doing okay.
Yeah, it's doing okay.
It's doing okay, for goodness sake.
And there was, you know, there was a small English Heritage National Trust.
Yeah, one of those.
They're all the same. So I went in one of those shops and there were various trinkets. Tea towels.
Sort of countryside fudge and kind of mints in little jars.
Exactly what it was.
Sure.
Countryside fudge. So, yeah. But really, if one is going on an Easter egg hunt, one expects to eat an Easter egg. And, there's this silly rule about children. I tried to pick up the worksheet and the relevant map myself, but all these questions along the lines of, where's your child? Or, which one of these
is
your
child? Number of children. You put zero, and apparently that's not a good enough answer.
No, I mean, since when did it become, illegal to engage on, I paid.
You paid? You paid to be there.
I paid my fiver entry.
Exactly.
So I just had to resort to the bouncy castle instead.
Well, good for you for rescuing the day for yourself.
I did, yeah. Out of the
you shouldn't have to.
No,
but you did.
Yeah.
I obviously spent it alone.
Yeah, of course, obviously. Yeah.
Absolute silence. I even threw the clock out of the window because it was bothering me.
Oh.
Just every second, I just thought, just change it up a bit.
I love it that you still have a clock.
I know. I should have got rid of it a long time ago.
No, that's why I like
sticking to the hour. Oh, what? I've got to get up just because it's 11 a.m. I have to get out of bed. Do I? For goodness' sake.
Who says Father Time?
Exactly. So got rid of that. Every ticking every second. For goodness' sake, give us a tune or something.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of a beat.
Well, yeah, quite.
Like a stuck record or something. So glad I got rid of that. And just sort of absolute silence to the point where you think you're hallucinating sounds. that's where I like to get to of an Easter. It's 4 days of utter silence.
Wow, that's the sort of thing like George Harrison would have done in his heyday.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Ravi Shankar,
yes.
I think that's what you were going for. Spirituality.
Exactly.
Within a sort of, of spirituality.
Exactly. Well, this is appropriate for Easter, isn't it? Because, of course, some people use it as a religious holiday. Sorry, I just need to explain. What? Sorry. Just go back to basics here. Some people use Easter as a sort of time to think about whatever religion they have.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that sort of a new thing? Is that a sort of fashionable
thing? I think
so.
I think it's been going on for quite a while.
I'm not sure if you're right about that.
Well, I mean, I have to look, but I'm sure I saw it, last year.
Do you mean other faiths?
Other faiths.
Multicultural faiths.
It's interesting. But people definitely, I think the church definitely has some stake in it. Yeah.
The Christian.
Yeah.
Right.
The Christian church. I think they some sort of party for them.
Okay, great.
Did you give up anything for Lent?
I don't know what that is.
Right.
Did you?
I didn't. Although last year, I gave up, meat, dairy, lactose, sugar, salt, and solid foods.
Oh, you looked great.
I did,
I remember that. Everyone was
didn't
like,
do it this year. I should have.
Bloody hell, what's happened to you?
What's going on here?
You had some sort of awful projectile vomiting, but because of that going round.
It was going round. It had nothing to do with the sort of not eating.
Yeah.
Everyone was sort of saying, give me all these compliments, like, you look really sallow. Are you okay?
Your bones are showing.
Exactly. You look really gaunt.
I'm so happy for you, Ruth.
I know.
This is the thing, Lent of giving up. Right, okay. Because I remember the year before you gave up talking.
I did. I did give up talking. People were saying, are you doing a sponsored silence? What is sponsored nonsense? I'm doing it to better myself. Have you ever given up anything?
I mean, I'm usually... I go for a blood test every so often just to see which intolerances one has.
Yes.
And it varies.
Yes.
And sometimes I try cutting out something for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Gluten or whatnot.
Sure, pineapples and those ones.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Pineapples are awful for your immune system.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. It's very important to get tested for what you're immune to and then structure your diet around that.
Yeah.
And your life will be better. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
You can write off for that diet. I think it only costs something like the materials only cost me like $185, which I think is a bargain.
It's a bargain.
It's a bargain. Yeah. You can't put a price on your health.
Yeah.
They have, but you can't put a price on your health.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can, but you can't.
You can't, but you can.
Yeah. Yeah. I would offer you some Freddo, but I'm afraid I've...
That's all gone, hasn't it?
There's a buttons one.
Okay, and these Smarties. What's that? What's going on there?
I forgot your parents.
No,
didn't
none of this.
Believe in we, any sort of
no,
treat of
no.
any kind.
We had cough sweets.
Mm.
Does that count?
On a birthday?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Not every birthday.
That would be
a bit extravagant. But and maybe some travel mints.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Ruth, that's so sad.
But other than that, no. So what are these? Smarties.
Okay, so Smarties are all different colours.
Right.
And they're very nice sweets, actually. They're chocolate with a crunchy casing.
My review is it's sort of chocolatey and there we go.
Okay, great.
So that's that.
I love it that the Financial Times gave you this item. I know you were pretty pissed off about it.
I was. But
I'm reaping
the
reward.
Well, you are. And we have made the most of it, I think. Now, how many have you eaten there?
So, Freddo's all gone. He went long
that's
ago.
Number one.
I've eaten the Marks and Sparks.
Yeah.
Because, it was just doing nothing.
And
it was all very prettily presented.
It was beautiful.
It's large.
It's really large.
But,
and now I did have 5 Waitrose eggs somewhere. Have they?
Yeah. No, I'm just finishing number 5.
Gone as well.
Yeah,
okay.
I just thought, it was best to have a point of comparison.
Sure.
Along the line.
Sure.
They went, as you know, it was like a colour chart.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
went from, yeah. from white chocolate.
Yeah, to chocolate.
To very dark
To very, very
chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
And
lovely.
Everything in between.
Sure.
Catering for all.
And just to the opposite end, we had some Lidl and some Tesco's ones. Have they gone as well?
Yeah.
You had those?
Yeah. Now, the Lidl was Actually better than one would expect. Right. In, you know.
Surprising.
Have you been to a little roof?
I find them very frightening. I find them very frightening places. No. You know, it's sort of like walking past a state school. I just don't feel right.
No, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Sure. You're very gritty, aren't you?
Oh, I'm so gritty.
Yeah.
I can't walk past a state school. I have to go in.
Go in there and say,
hi guys.
Hey.
Do you need any help with anything?
Could I maybe do some reading to the class? Can I tell you about the real world? Sort of thing.
Yeah. You don't always want that. But
you know, it's good to offer.
Yeah, it's good.
Sort of like Sister Act 2. You've had about 20... I'm just trying to... 1, 2, 3, 4... 1, 2, 3, 4...
Yeah.
I mean, it's about 20-something eggs, I think, now.
Was it that many, Ruth? Was it that many?
Well, I bought 25. Okay. We've got sort of one and a bit left. So
you're right.
That's quite a lot of eggs.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing for me was that I feel like, because in the Easter egg hunt, I was deprived.
Yeah.
Just like, simply because of age. I mean, if nothing else, it was ageist.
It was. Wasn't it? It was. And so you're sort of getting your just rewards now.
I feel a little quite overwhelmed.
Yeah. You look really sallow.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm in my right mind.
Do you need me to call someone?
No.
Because I won't do that. I wouldn't do that to you.
I know. That's why.
Sure.
I always feel safe with you, because even if I was passing out.
Sort of like this. So, if you were sort of like this, you know with me, I'm not going to do anything to help.
No, which that's is always great, good. Because I know that there'll be someone observing.
Sure.
So that you can write it up.
Exactly. So I can use this experience.
Yeah, so basically just to talk the listener through, I'm quite sweaty. I feel emotional. I don't know.
How does your stomach feel?
Not great. But already I'm looking forward to how I'll feel
afterwards.
I'm getting to feel really afterwards. Thin.
Sure.
I don't know if it's normal, but I've got a bit of pain.
Sort of going down your left arm. Right. I'm sure that's fine.
Is it?
I think maybe you should go and write a poem about this.
Okay,
sure.
Yeah, it's kind of sort of, I can't move very well. Really?
Right. How inconveniencing.
I'm just going to...
Just have a lie down.
You carry on.
You have a lie down, and I'll just type up my reports while you sleep it off. So, this has been Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild reviewing Easter eggs. See you next time.
Is Easter a difficult time for you?
No. The first one was rough, to be honest. Although, I mean, there's elements of that which are my fault.
Yeah. Well, I think you're being really harsh on yourself.
Well, no, you should. There were signs. Like, the lads were getting together for me. We ate together quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then Judas kept calling it the Last Supper. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, no, just a regular supper. Just normal, nothing weird about it. And now I think about it, I should have figured that out, because he was laying on thick. I got really, I thought he was drunk.
Who, Judas?
Yeah. Mm. And they turned out that kiss was a signal. He really went for it. It was weird.
Yeah, and did you feel, I mean...
It's sort of awkward.
Yeah.
Because we've been mates for a while.
And there was no sign of no flirtation before that, leading up to it?
I hadn't thought of it, but no. Mm. It's when something like that happens and you question, like, oh, what did that mean?
Yeah.
Earlier on, he's bought a bagel for everybody.
Oh. Yeah,
but
when
then
you
I get one with sesame seeds on. And it's not a thing, but I like sesame seed bagels. Nobody else does. Thomas did. Wheat intolerant, though, so we can never.
That's a shame. That's really sweet. Did you do gestures like that a lot?
It was always food.
Oh, okay.
Judas was a sort of feedy type, and he'd have food for the group or whatever, but now I think about it, maybe sort of assuaging his guilt through baked goods.
Yeah.
He used to make a sort of unleavened, whatever you call it now, like a sweet bread with, like a chocolate-free brownie.
That sounds great.
Without yeast, so it was flat.
Nice.
Yeah, he used to bring those down to rehearsal, not rehearsal.
But it was a bit like a rehearsal.
Well, yeah, functionally,
I mean, you guys were sort of like a troupe.
Yeah. Yeah, and with any troop, there's tensions.
Always.
So, yeah, but generally, the lads got on quite well.
Yeah.
You know, we went longer than the Beatles.
Well,
that's
yeah.
not true. That's not true. Because they were longer than 4 years, weren't they?
Oh, that is a good point, actually. Yeah. But your memory has existed for longer. And, you know, I guess in terms of a troupe, there was always that tension as well of, like, who's really leading this? I know you were, yeah. but, I mean, was there someone else who was like, oh, but I do all the admin and I sort out where we're going to be eating each time? And, you know, those sort of resentments can creep in, can't they?
Well, Simon the Zealot, as he's known in the Bible. I don't know why. his zealotry extended essentially to administration.
Okay.
He was a very fierce, he was a scheduler. Basically, and he did a lot of the paperwork. Mm-hmm. So anytime we needed to apply for performance licences or...
liability insurance?
He dealt with the PLI, and although I was like, we don't need it, but he insisted. I don't need public liability insurance.
No.
Okay, I mean, God forbid, say if I'm working, if I'm just doing carpentry, and there's an accident and somebody else gets injured, mm-hmm. I would just heal them.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. But what about that small period of time that they are damaged or hurt? Is that you?
Or dead.
That's or dead, really,
you know,
yeah.
There's extremis.
Yeah.
They'll be inconvenienced in brief. Mm-hmm. But there's no long-term
Oh, yeah. So, problems. Yeah, so it doesn't need to be any sort of recompense.
No. I just had a thought.
Mm.
That's worried me.
Okay.
So Lazarus died. I brought him back to life. I never checked to see if he died again, like of natural causes later on.
So he could actually still be alive?
Maybe.
In his second life sort of thing that you've...
Yeah, well, I don't know how long the fuse was on that.
Yeah, like, is there a cut-off date or, you know, like a sort of expiry date?
I literally never thought about this until just now.
Do you need to phone God or something?
He doesn't pick up. He doesn't like phones.
Does he not?
No.
Texting? Or just not phones at all?
None of it. No.
Because you're sort of the same person as well,
yeah,
which
we're
is
we're the same person and we're also a ghost.
Yeah, and and you're also three.
Yeah.
How does
this
that...
This doesn't come up in the Bible as well. We're also a well.
You're a well?
Yeah.
Like a well in the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But of hope and general...
Right. Not just a well.
Good feeling. And also of water. But that's not... I don't know why they didn't make the edit.
God. So you're actually...
The Bible's weird, isn't it? 30 people wrote pitches for it, and then those four lads, you know, they got that.
Yeah, so, yeah. What were you would have thought it would be better to have a bigger writing team. Like,
yeah,
to have a writing room.
And it's fairly repetitive as well. It's the same story four times. It's like...
But I suppose for you, the big difference is that it's the Bible is a biography. It's about you, sort of about you and your dad and the ghost and the well. Not that the well comes up, but... Yeah, so it's a bit of a different...
I assume the well was edited out. I talk a lot about the well.
That was one of your main sort of...
Well, yeah, no one knows it now,
wasn't it?
Yeah. I loved a well metaphor. Mm-hmm. But now they're gone now. And
it's dried up.
Yeah. Well, it's still there.
Oh.
It's just, in the public consciousness.
But in the public consciousness.
It's an irrelevant well.
Yeah.
Like, can't think of an irrelevant well now for it as a metaphor, but a simile, rather.
But it's like
that's the point. You wouldn't know an irrelevant well.
A dry hole.
Yeah, it's
like
a dry hole.
Hole.
Yeah, like that pit in Star Wars with the thing in it.
Yeah.
Boba Fett dies in there. The Sarlacc. No, it's one of the things that differs in my bit of the Bible, Tats, is if you look at it, I'm more inclusive. But the Old Testament's a lot of do this list of things.
Yeah.
My list is very short.
Yeah.
Essentially, I mean, I can boil it down for you. Don't be a prick.
Uh-huh.
That's basically it.
That's it. Yeah. That's the whole of Christianity.
Yeah, don't take the piss.
Don't be a prick. Yeah. Don't take the piss.
Yeah.
I expect you had a lot of blazing rounds with your dad then.
Yeah, he wanted more rules.
Yeah.
To be honest, I got him down to those 10.
There were a lot more.
A few of them sort of backdoored their way in through other things. Like, there's a lot of stuff. Other people take this. As soon as someone writes down what you said, people take it too literally. I was at a church recently in Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
And it was last Easter. And the priest there did a bit doing the I'm the way, I'm the light.
Uh-huh.
Classic.
That's a classic. We love that.
And when the vicar, she said, I'm the light.
Uh-huh.
She turned on the big light.
Oh, no.
And a series of big lights on the altar.
Like floodlights.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cheesy.
Oh, wow. And I was like, you've taken that far too literally.
Yeah.
I don't literally mean that I emit photons.
Yeah.
I'm not a sun with a U.
No.
I don't mean that. I mean the light in a more metaphorical sense.
Yeah.
The sort of guiding star thing. There's a lot you can read into it. It was a good metaphor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so a guiding star to follow illumination in a sort of in a darker world.
Yeah.
Well, it must I feel like George R. R. Martin does some good stuff about light in the Game of Thrones. I've not read the books, but in the TV show, there's what's called like a witch priest.
Oh. I love the fact that you've got such a wide knowledge of popular culture. But I guess because
there's a lot of it about.
There is a lot, and yeah. I suppose you don't have, no offence, but because you're not sort of like in permanent employment, you have a lot of time to.
Yeah. Well, one of the advantages of having the facility of miracles is I don't really need to pay for food.
Yeah.
Or,
that's quite an advantage.
Yeah.
And
I don't really need to eat, but it's, you know, I have one meal a day now.
You have one meal a day. Yeah. I suppose socially, otherwise you'd miss it, wouldn't you, socially?
It's a good opportunity to get folks around. It's what we used to do, the supper thing.
Yeah, right.
Just once a week.
Just like a social thing, a gathering. Did you ever play games, card games?
I was never into card games.
Just
no,
like with the guys, with the lads in the troop?
Thomas used to enjoy... I never know how to pronounce this. Is it charades or charades?
Yeah, charades, I think. Or whatever you want. But, I mean, you're Jesus, you can decide.
I shouldn't be able to decide how the language works.
Oh.
Leave that to other people.
Okay.
Shakespeare and that.
Okay. It's good of you.
Yeah. But I mean, like, charades.
Charades, yeah.
It feels like I'm talking about wine.
Yeah, sure.
And sort of, because he was... party.
Yeah.
That evolved into what I suppose now would be Pictionary.
Oh, okay.
Is it the one you draw a thing and someone's got... Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically that. But
so he sort of developed that?
Yeah, well, not just him, it was sort of a group effort, but he was sort of at the front of that.
Okay.
If you were looking at it, it wasn't deliberate.
Yeah.
You'd call him the project leader if it was a business.
Right.
So he gets a bad rap in the Bible, just Thomas.
Yeah.
Well, they call him Doubting Thomas. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of the lads were like, oh, Jesus is back. And he was like, he went, no, I don't believe you. And I feel like a fair name would be Rational Thomas.
Absolutely. Or maybe like...
Or like just credible.
Yeah.
Credulous Thomas.
Yeah. Or managing your expectations Thomas.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't want to get his hopes up in case you weren't coming back.
And it was sort of problem with them as well, because they used to prank him a lot.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be really hard.
Yeah. Which is sort of good-natured banter, but like, I mean, for him to be called Doubting, again, but that doesn't make it into the Bible.
No, it's these little nuances that don't, which is why I understand you're bringing a book out.
Yeah.
My story, my real story, brackets.
Bible, but there's three I's in it, so like a Roman letter.
Yeah. I like that, it's really clever. It's Bible. Really nice. Bible.
Yeah.
And there's a whole chapter on the well.
Yeah.
The well,
well so
the
there's,
wellspring
there's some,
of...
I got into photography about 20, 30 years ago.
All right.
And so I'm not great at it, but, you know, you feel your days.
Yeah.
And so I've done some, I don't want to say photojournalism, but there's like a photo, there's a lot of pictures in the well chapter, because there's not a lot to be said for it, other than there's a well.
I thought your photography was pretty good, actually.
Oh, thanks. Did you see the thing I did with the, was it a zoo?
The London Zoo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
it's great.
Yeah, just sort of had a couple of hours with some of the primates and just props.
I was interested in your book that you were talking about atheists.
Yeah.
You seem very sort of forgiving. You're a very easygoing guy, to be honest. Just so laid back.
Generally, I don't know why people are surprised by that. I feel like it was the main point of my my first book.
Yeah, I guess like that's it. It's just really refreshing to meet someone who's so down to earth.
Well, look, to be honest, like I mean, my thing has always been atheists. All right, fine. Cool. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Don't be a prick. Some people are pricks, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I'd prefer they weren't.
Yeah.
And I'd like, ideally, in an ideal world, I'd like, you know, to be a vector through which they be less prickish.
Uh-huh.
Think of it as like a self-help book.
Yeah. Okay.
Quite good advice in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be a prick.
Yeah.
That can be your way of living life.
Yeah.
And you're so
I mean, it's just
not
much easier
a prick.
Than being a list of things.
Yeah.
You always got hindsight's 2020, isn't it?
Yeah.
A couple of things you would have changed. You probably would have kept the pork ban.
You would have kept the pork ban?
Yeah.
With that, so your two rules would have been don't be a prick.
Maybe don't eat pigs.
Don't eat pigs.
Yeah.
Why pigs specifically, though? What about the other animals?
Well, just look at the, it's a fatty meat. Mm-hmm. You know, just look at the people's general state of health now.
Oh, okay, that's what you mean. But you wouldn't.
They're not magic.
No.
They're not like a,
no.
It's not like a sacred. And I feel like there's other rules we should have put in. Like, do some exercise. Every week, spend 5 minutes thinking about it from the other guy's perspective.
Yeah.
Something like that would help.
Yeah. Or, like, don't push into cues.
Yeah.
Small things as well as big things.
Properly train a dog. Like, don't just shout at it.
Yeah.
That's why it's barking.
Exactly. Do you ever recreate the meals? The old troop, the old
gang? Well, it's awkward. Obviously, Judas isn't there.
Yeah. How so?
Well, here's the thing. I feel a bit bad about this. Again, I feel like Judas gets a bad rap. Because if you think about it, the central conceit of Christianity is that I died for your sins. You're welcome, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's cool. I was just joking around. But for that to happen, somebody had to betray us, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
If you think about it, if you look at how that works, if it wasn't Judas, it would have been somebody else. Probably Thomas.
Yeah.
Because he and I were having a bit of a tiff. Because I disagree with how he'd drawn Arimathean.
Right.
And it was a little too on the nose.
Right.
And a bit racist. And then we had a whole conversation about the nature, whether it's acceptable to draw a Hindu Dharan, an Abyssinian.
Yeah.
Like, when does somebody's national dress become a stereotype?
Mm.
Anyway, we had a row. But that's bygones, isn't it? But I always think they look like Judas as...
Do you feel like it's a scapegoat?
An escape goat.
A scapegoat.
Oh, yeah, sorry. it's an escape goat.
Well, maybe that's another thing in the Bible I missed. But
he's been scapegoated by everyone who came after me, really. Realistically, what I should have done when I sort of woke up, probably should have gone to find him and just talk that out. But there was just a lot of other stuff to do, and it's not.
Well, no, it's tiring. Enough. Yeah, you must have been absolutely knackered.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, in a way, you were probably thinking, well, I hope that he approaches me. But I found the whole, I hope this isn't offensive, but I find the whole, like, dying for your sins sort of thing and then being reborn, it kind of, from the outside, all looks a bit pointless. If you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, could it just not have ever have happened?
It could have. But think about it this way.
I mean, it must have been a horrible thing for you to go through. And
it was Bobbins.
Why didn't your dad just go, look, to be honest, let's not worry. Let's just forgive everyone their sins.
Yeah.
I found that weird.
I suppose it's the deal is, if you're given something for free, do you appreciate it?
You might do.
Generally, I think people don't. Mm. Generally. And in this case, you know, it's sort of gestural, but to have that element of sacrifice behind it, it sort of lends weight to the gesture. You think what we're really doing is changing the entrance policy for heaven.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I'm sort of paying a debt.
Uh-huh. To make it more selective, more of a selective.
No, the other way around.
Make it less selective.
Yeah, more utilitarian. You know, if you think about it, everyone subsequent to that, it's more a relaxed policy. I've sort of paid some of the, carried some of that weight.
Yeah.
It's like I did that on beaches occasionally.
Yeah, so I was interested to see you're going to be writing a column for Heat magazine.
Yeah.
With your knowledge of TV and film, it's just it's great that you can do these little projects.
Did a blog about Clarkson.
Yes.
Punched that guy.
Yeah.
And then they read that and were like, "Oh, this is good."
Yeah.
It
was funny.
Yeah.
You got so many retweets. It was brilliant.
Yeah, that was good.
Twitter's... You're very modest, but honestly, you've got a lot of fans out there. You've got a lot of people that really love your work and are really excited to see that you're going into these new areas. And that's great.
It's nice to try out new things.
Yeah.
I'm not unaware. I've got a level of sort of privilege that gives me access to other things some other people might struggle to get into.
Yeah.
You know, and while I'm not unappreciative of that, I think it would be foolish to not take those opportunities.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it'd be cutting my nose off to spite my face.
Yeah. You're good enough, so...
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah. And it can grow back.
Yeah. Not even grow back, just put it back on. Yeah. Do you remember that thing you did with kids? You do the got your nose thing. I did that.
For real?
And yeah. Again, didn't make it to the final version of the Bible, but it's there. That's where that comes from. That was me.
Amazing.
The classic children's miracle.
Do you ever go to church?
Occasionally. Maybe once a year, once or twice a year.
Because, I mean, that's...
It feels weird.
It must feel a bit creepy, does it?
I gave it for wrong going to watch Evita.
Yeah.
It feels odd.
Do you ever get recognised?
Yes. No, I usually go disguised.
Okay. I mean, you've got a very big woolly hat on today, even in this hot weather, so I guess you're keen not to be spotted. People wouldn't necessarily recognise you straight away.
Well, the best thing about it, hipsters have become a phenomenal camouflage for me over the last, 10 years.
Yeah, so, yeah, of course. It's brilliant.
That's why I live in Hoxton.
Okay.
And before then, I lived in a few other places, San Francisco a couple of years back.
Oh, okay.
Because hippies.
Yeah. Yeah.
What I want to do, actually, is grow it out like, really long.
Oh, right.
Because there's a bloke in a coffee shop near me who's done that. It looks. I think it looks good.
Yeah.
And we were chatting the other day, and we were talking about what you could do with a big beard.
Yeah.
And he wants to weave some dowel. Uh-huh. Some dowel into it, and then use it as a perch for a bird.
So it would go outwards?
No, like, just straight down.
Oh, just straight down?
It splits into two main strands.
Okay.
I've got it on me. We doodled it on a coffee napkin.
Wow.
And then, so the strands have got like a bit of wood between the two of them. Okay. And the bird, that's where a bird lives.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. I imagine it could swing on that as well.
If he leaned forward,
yeah.
Then yes. Otherwise, it's backed up against his stomach, and then sort of like a finch,
yeah,
or a small bird.
He would have
not
to
like
be
a pelican,
quite
a
yeah.
yeah. There are pelicans, though. I always feel like Dad was like, you know, we go good together. Birds and handbags. It's like a bird handbag. And poof, pelicans happened.
Yeah. Your dad was quite funny with the species, wasn't he?
Well, because if you think about it, a lot of birds are quite samey.
Yeah.
Whereas anyone would get bored. Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, some animals aren't a great idea.
Yeah.
Like the ostrich. I always feel like that should have been a mammal.
It's weird, isn't it?
It was a weird choice. Or what else? I think beavers are weird.
I just think of Narnia when I think of beavers. To me, that's how they are.
Yeah.
I think... A duck-billed platypus, he was definitely taking the piss, no? In that moment?
Oh, but no, that, contextually, that made a lot more sense at the time.
Did it?
Yeah. If you think about it, just around the flood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everything was getting a bit sort of ducky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when ducks came in.
Ah.
Platypus first.
Really? No yeah. way!
The duckies are basically platypus 2.0.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't realise that.
My dad likes birds, so he would parcel them out.
Yeah.
So we do arthropods, then some birds.
Right.
Then do cephalopods, then some birds.
Right.
Then you know, primates, some more birds. It was a treat, wasn't it?
Love birds.
Yeah. It was sort of like a lot of, some blokes do that sort of ship in a bottle thing. That was that. Birds were that.
That's sweet. Mm. Thank you for my Easter egg, by the way.
You're welcome.
I thought that was really sweet of you.
It's cool.
You're a bit of a chocolatier, aren't you, on the side?
Just, of course.
This is a hobby, yeah.
It's City on, first at City Lips, and then Hotel Chocolat.
Oh,
have
amazing.
A branch on, is it Shaftesbury Avenue? It's near the Seven Dials.
Right.
No, it is Shaftesbury Avenue. And they've got a sort of school thing in the basement, which mm-hmm. is sometimes a cafe and sometimes a chocolate school.
Yeah.
And so I did a course at City Lips in, like a pastry thing.
Uh-huh.
A dessert chef
yeah.
course. And then one of the guys suggested I was quite good with moulding.
Right.
And actually I'm looking to do like a chocolatier thing. And I think they've got a course at City Lip, but I wanted to do it all just to try the thing out.
Yeah.
And it was good.
It's good to experience a different teacher as well and a different sort of way of teaching.
Well, yeah, because I find odd, this might be odd coming from one of the figureheads of a major world religion, I find that there's really one true way to do anything.
Yeah.
As you know, everyone's got different ideas, and some ideas work for you and some don't, so after a while you sort of piece together how you want to do a thing.
Yeah.
It's worth learning one way,
yeah.
and then learn another way, and then learn another way, and then eventually after a while you'll piece together how you do a thing.
Exactly.
But yeah, so I've just done that, bought some moulds, and made some Easter eggs this year.
It's really nice. I love it as well that you're sort of embracing this quite cheesy symbolism of Easter. And well, like... Easter really is about you and about this massive sacrifice that you made and the horror that you went through and like rising again and everything. But it's been reduced to sort of, in the Western world, it's been reduced to like chocolate eggs. But I think it's great that you're not snobby about that.
No.
You're
again, more stuff that gets edited out.
Oh.
No, when I came back from the dead, I'd spent 3 days. I came back from the dead basically as soon as they closed the tomb and then spent 3 days making little chocolate eggs. And,
really?
In Golgotha. And then I gave them out, I gave a lot of the kids a pet rabbit to go with. And then I think over time that's been cut out of the Bible, but that's led to this myth of like a giant rabbit giving out Easter eggs. But that's mad. Easter Bunny isn't a thing. It's not like we all get together at, you know, Christmas with Santa and that one. Easter Bunny's not real.
That makes so much more sense, though.
No,
thank you for explaining
that. No, it's fine, but there's me, there's Dad,
okay.
There's the ghost. Yeah. There's a well.
Yeah.
There's Santa, and a few other sort of figures.
Uh-huh.
The Pentecost spider.
I don't know about the Pentecost spider.
Yeah, he's the spider who oversees Pentecost.
Oh, well. Is that his one job?
Yeah.
So specific. I presume he's
giant. There's no weird in there being an Easter bunny. He's about a foot across.
Oh, okay. He's quite underwhelming. No offence.
Yeah, sounds Pentecost. what else? The Lent goose.
The Lent goose? Yep. So is it more to do with the Lent goose in terms of why we give up stuff for Lent? It was the Lent goose.
Yeah.
Very abstemious.
If you give a thing up, but then if you what's the word, fall off the wagon.
Yeah.
Then the Lent goose will bite you.
Okay. Why is this not? I mean, this is a brilliant piece of information.
Again, I've got no control over editing this.
Yeah, so. I guess. It must be very frustrating.
After a fashion, I know you
don't get frustrated, but
no, it can be. You have days to do that. But, I mean, overall, you've been quite happy with how things have panned out.
I mean, overall, you've done really well. Like, you're doing having a nice life in London.
Yeah.
You're meeting a lot of people, being quite sociable, doing various courses, which I think is lovely, that you're still kind of keeping your brain really active.
You never stop learning, do you?
No, exactly. Your new writing career is pretty exciting. It's all going well.
Good times.
Yeah.
A lot of people ask me what the deal is with the end of the world.
Yeah.
And because a lot of people read Revelations, John's Big Finish. There's a lot in there about the dead rising and the four horsemen kicking off. There's always someone who thinks it's going to be tomorrow. It never is.
But when is it?
I haven't put it on the calendar yet.
Oh, okay.
We're in no rush. I don't know why people are eager to get it over with.
Yeah.
It's not on the next sort of 10-year plan.
Are you going to play it by ear?
Yeah.
So that you just see?
I think so. We'll see how the new Star Wars movies go.
Okay. So it's very much dependent on the Star Wars movies.
Well, that and some other things. Like, if they're terrible, like, that might hurry things along a little bit.
And is that it, then?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't do it before the new Star Wars films. I want to see them. And then, we don't know. We might start again.
But
go back to base principles.
So, like, from our point of view, from a mortal person's point of view, will that be it, though? Once it's the end of the days for us, that's it, right?
For mortality's sake, yeah.
Yeah.
Although we'll just make a new universe, start again. See if we can get it right this time.
Yeah.
What, we've done 9 now?
This is number 9?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Thank you so much.
We've done
a really good job on this universe.
Yeah.
And for us.
Well, it's tricky.
It must have taken ages to figure out that balance.
Because you judge it millions of years ago.
Mm.
And then, the new lot come along.
Mm.
And it's warmer now. Climate change is a thing.
Oh, it is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got that on your authority. That is a thing.
Yeah, you should really
definitely
take care
a thing.
Of that.
Okay.
Guys, I feel like we've really taken a sort of non-interventionist approach.
You really have. I mean, you're not going to step in at all, no?
No. Okay. We didn't with the dinosaurs.
Is that because, you're like a documentary maker and you don't want to mess up the order of things by, like, if you were a wildlife reporter, you wouldn't want to sort of save a bird that was dying or whatever.
Yeah, what you're describing is the Prime Directive from Star Trek. Mm. And it's a lot like that.
Right.
We don't really want to directly interfere with any of these societies.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of appreciate that,
yeah.
But I sort of think you should step in, like, with the climate change.
Right.
For you guys, it would just be...
It's a slippery slope, though, isn't it?
Well, I suppose.
Step in with climate change, and where does it stop?
Yeah, I suppose.
All of a sudden, then someone's late for work, and I've got to get them there on time.
Yeah.
My kid's skinned his knee. Can you sort that out?
Yeah.
You know.
I see what you mean.
I think I've said this before. The poor are always with us.
The what?
The poor. They're always with us. You can't solve. That's not a problem you can solve. You get ameliorated a bit. And again, this guy, I feel like Judas was a bit more of a firebrand than I was.
Yeah.
I was more into... Give Caesar what is Caesar's.
Mm-hmm.
Judas was really wanted to overthrow the Romans, which wasn't the direction I wanted to go in. Judas was more of a socialist than I am.
Do you reckon?
Oh, yeah. So there's a great piece of music by an Irish fella called Dick Gorm called Stand Up for Judas. And one of those, I heard it about 20 years ago, and that was what started me thinking, maybe he's had a bum rap. Judas, not Dick Gorm.
It seems like you're pretty troubled by that, by your friendship with Judas and how it ended.
I'm not a vector, really, to get in touch with him.
Have you not?
No.
You mean because he's in hell?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a diplomatic
maybe,
issue as well as...
Right, I suppose. Is it political?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Lucy's not... Lucifer's not... you know, there's appearances to be kept.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I can't just waltz into hell.
But do you get...
Every time I've done that, people have just been uplifted.
Okay.
By my aura. And, yeah. You know, like Lucifer's doing a job.
And probably doing it very well.
Yeah. Ruthlessly efficient, as he likes to say. Doing the occasional card game.
He's the one. Yeah. Do you get Wi-Fi, though, in heaven and hell?
You do in heaven.
But not in hell?
You do it in hell, you get Wi-Fi, but it's very slow.
And intermittent?
Yes.
Because I was just...
And a lot of websites are blocked.
Okay. A lot, I would imagine. Yeah. Most...
Yeah, well, it's subjective. It depends on what you want to look at and what you'd rather not see.
Okay, because I was just thinking in terms of you emailing Judas or just, you know, just getting in contact on Facebook or just reaching out to him in some way. It might be doable. I don't think you should give up hope.
Yeah, it could be, I suppose. I don't know, it feels like a weird... It feels like, you know, after 2,000 years, it might be a bit late.
Well, on that note, it's been really lovely to meet you and just hang out.
Cool.
It's great to like get to know you a bit, and nice for people to sort of hear what you have to say with your central message of try not to be a prick. I think that's amazing. I'm going to take that away with me.
Eat less
pig.
Eat more vegetables.
And exercise a bit.
Yeah, do some exercise.
Do some exercise. You
know. No one likes running. Get a bike. Or just walk instead of... Leave half an hour early and walk somewhere.
Yeah.
Take a class every now and then. It's good. Yeah.
Is it appropriate for me
to... Also, hummus is good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. These are sort of like the new commandments, almost.
I don't want to get into that.
I know you don't want to, but it feels like they are.
That's recommendations.
Okay. The
Oprah,
10 recommendations.
Oprah does this. Yeah, Oprah's like, oh, here's the new things for summer.
Uh-huh.
Could it not be that?
Yeah.
Like cowboy boots are good. I like cowboy boots.
I like cowboy boots. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're wearing sandals today, which is your normal attire, but... Yeah. You're going to move into cowboy boots for the next season, which is weird. You'd think it'd be the other way
like
around.
I would like any options.
Fair enough.
You know, sandals are fine during the day if you're going out at night, though.
Yeah.
The cowboy boots is it's a solid choice.
Good option. You can always bring them in a little bag as well, can't you?
Leave yourself some options.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Is it appropriate for me to say amen?
If you want
rather
to,
than goodbye? What do you prefer?
That's cool. I don't mind. Formalities, you know, like, I mean...
I might just say see you later.
So, yeah.
Well, thanks very much, and see you later.
Yeah. Cheers.
You've been listening to Susan Harrison's Back Row with Gemma Arrowsmith and Paul Foxcroft. Join us next time for an election special. Okay, happy voting. Bye. Goodbye now. Bye.
Bye.